It is Monday morning. We'd like to check in with NHPR's Josh Rogers for discussion and development on New Hampshire's political front. We call it On the Political Front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, here we are. It's mid-August. Days are getting a bit shorter. September isn't too far off. Now, one GOP presidential candidate, guess who, has dubbed this the Summer of Trump. So is it almost over?
Well, summer's almost over. That I'll say with confidence. I'll speak with less surety on Donald Trump. But where presidential candidates stand in the polls in the summertime and where they end up in February don't always correspond. Donald Trump certainly did draw a big crowd in Hampton Friday night. And, you know, he draws a disparate bunch from arch conservative New Hampshire House members, people who really do participate civically, to people who've never even voted or vote only rarely. Trump's speech Friday was true to form. Utter self-confidence, excoriation of Washington, lots of derision for other Republicans running for president, and very few details about what President Trump might do if he were elected. Yesterday, however, Donald Trump released a position paper on immigration. That's the issue that seemingly catapulted him to the top of the polls. His plan calls for a wall to be built, paid for by Mexico, through increased fees on border crossings. His plan would also end so-called birthright citizenship, meaning that children born here to parents, undocumented parents, would no longer be American citizens.
Now, he would have to do some kind of constitutional amendment, I think, to get that across, wouldn't he? Yeah. Now, that's the first policy proposal from Donald Trump. Other candidates have begun to roll out some specifics as well.
Well, yes, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has used New Hampshire as the backdrop for several policy planks, basically, entitlement reform and national security notions. And on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton rolled out her plan to make it easier for students to pay for college and to limit student debt last week.
Have all the leading Democratic candidates, have they spelled out proposals on this front now?
Yes, Rick. And this has become a key issue for Democrats. And the amount of student debt carried in this country is huge. $1.2 trillion is the last figure I saw. That's substantially higher than the nation's gross credit card debt, for instance, and more than what's owed on every car that's borrowed on in the country. So the numbers are massive, and students in New Hampshire, you know, graduate with the most debt of students in any state in the country. Hillary Clinton's plan would cost $350 billion over 10 years. Among other things, it would channel money to states that guarantee public university students can graduate without taking out loans. It would also provide grants to institutions that improve graduation rates and those that help low-income and first-generation students to graduate. It would also allow student debt to be refinanced or long-standing debt, debt of 20 years, to be forgiven.
Yeah. I mean, is it really any more feasible politically than Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' plan to make college tuition free by taxing more activity on Wall Street?
Well, Hillary Clinton's plan aims to be an easier sell, but I think it's fair to say that, like Bernie Sanders' plan, it would be a very steep climb to get this proposal through Congress, to say nothing of winning support from governors and state legislatures, particularly in Republican states, which this plan, or compact, as Hillary Clinton calls it, would need to work as promised. But college costs and student debt are issues candidates from both parties are definitely hearing about from voters, and Democrats certainly think the politics of this issue favor them.
Josh, a bunch of Republican candidates will be in Londonderry this week to talk K-12 education. What's that all about?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they have to say. This event's sponsored by the American Federation for Children, which is a school choice advocacy group. Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Scott Walker, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, and Carly Fiorina are all supposed to speak. And I don't think the governor-heavy list of participants is any coincidence. K-12 education is a key part of any governor's job. And most of these governors have been quite aggressive in backing school choice. Bush and Jindal, for instance, you know, talk about it pretty much any time you hear them. As do Christie and Walker. They tend to feature their willingness to battle with education unions.
Hey, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. And you can follow Josh on the way on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.